Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle have reportedly told their players to be ready to return to training early next week, subject to what Boris Johnson says when he addresses the nation on Sunday. The Prime Minister will speak to the country at 7 p.m. on Sunday to outline plans for the next stage of lockdown. Reports in the media have suggested rules on exercise could be relaxed and more people will be encouraged to return to work. Newcastle will use the latest government guidelines to make a decision on when their players report for training, with the squad having been told that it could be as early as next week. Moving on, and Manchester City defender John Stones is said to be the target of interest from Newcastle. City would be open to discuss a deal for the England international and would want as much as £40 million for the centre-back. Newcastle are expected to be taken over by the Public Investment Fund, headed by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, in the near future. With cash to spend, Newcastle are said to be targeting a high-profile centre-back to bolster their defensive options, with the club especially keen on Stones. And finally, Kevin Phillips believes the takeover talk surrounding Newcastle will convince Matty Longstaff to put pen to paper on a new deal at St James's Park. Longstaff has been the breakout star of Newcastle's season, scoring home and away against Manchester United. But the 20-year-old Academy graduate is out of contract at the end of the campaign and is yet to pen a new deal. It has led to interest from clubs like Arsenal, Ajax, Club Brugge, Marseille, AC Milan and others, and there remains uncertainty about the England under-20 international's future. However, former Sunderland and England forward Phillips believes the potential of Newcastle, should a proposed Saudi-led takeover be completed, will be enough to convince Longstaff to extend his stay on Tyneside. That's all for now, we'll have more later.